You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and my co-host is Nancy Baldwin with HFI, because I can't say it all the way you do. We had switched roles
Girlfish
today.
Girlfish Mechanical and Building Solutions.
Thank you. Goodness gracious.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
So, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah,
how are you?
Great, great.
I'm looking forward to flowers.
I am too. This is one of my favorite shows because it's kind of like the indication that spring is here. And our special guests today are Nancy White and Karen King with the Monroe County Master Gardeners of Monroe County. And we're going to talk about the garden walk that's coming. Garden fair that's coming up. Garden walks come later.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the garden fair. What is it? How long has it been around and things like that?
We started the garden fair 7 years ago. This is our seventh annual garden fair. And our mission in Master Gardeners is to promote the art, science, and pleasure of gardening in cooperation with the Purdue Extension, who, of course, is our mothership and keeps us all educated and doing volunteer work here in the community. And what we wanted to do was bring together vendors from our community and the surrounding counties, if you will, and just let people have an informal place where they could come in, have a snack, have a cup of coffee, and then just visit with vendors. And over the course of the year, our vendors have, we started out with a very few, and now we're up to, we're full. The Garden Fair is April 2nd this year, and it's at the, it's always been at the National Guard Armory on South 37 and Walnut Street, for those of us who've been around a long time, and Old 37. And we're just going to have a great time, and it's a one-day show, which a lot of them, this time of year, our vendors are really busy, and so they can do a one-day show where they couldn't do a two- or three-day show. So we get really good vendors. All the people you want to talk to in Monroe County about gardening are going to be there.
Right, all in one spot to make it nice and easy.
All in one spot. You can go back and forth, and the it's set up really nicely, so you can just start out and go through the whole thing and go back and visit with people.
Right. They'll be able to answer all your questions about pretty much any kind of gardening. I know you have some special speakers that are doing some different seminars that are going on.
We do. We're going to start at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. We open at 9, as a matter of fact. I should have told you the hours. 9 to 4 is the time. And there's plenty of parking. That's also in Bloomington, for those of us who have been here for a while. Always an issue, and we have plenty of parking.
Very important.
We're going to have, as we always have, education classes, because that is indeed part of our mission, to educate the public. And so we have four classes. One start. They usually run about 45 to 50 minutes each, and then you've got time to wander around before the next one starts. And the first one starts at 9:30, and it's going to be called The Beautiful and Tasty World of Edible Flowers by Chris Heater, who is a biologist here at IU and works at the Hinkelgarten Farmstead and is very knowledgeable about edible flowers and all kinds of things. And a lot of people don't know what is edible, and we surely want people to know what's not edible.
And absolutely. Well, and I think people are using them more and more to decorate, especially like cakes. I've seen. I have a friend who's a cake crafter or a cake decorator, and she's used flowers to decorate. And I think that, you know, people are realizing, and it's always fun to walk up to one and just eat one and watch people go,
oh my gosh,
you know what you're doing?
Not only was it real, you ate it, too.
Exactly.
One of the flowers I think is not edible, but they're awfully pretty. We'll have a workshop at 11 o'clock on the 2nd of April at the Garden Fair. African violets, Terry Vincenzi.
Definitely not edible.
Yeah, no, I don't think they are. They're awfully pretty, and Terry has a PhD in biochemistry and worked for Eli Lilly and just enjoys talking about how she grows African violets, and is going to give us, all those of us who try to grow African violets, a few good words.
I may have to go to hers because I do love African violets, okay. And I actually have several.
Oh.
And my way of growing them is to ignore them, and they grow beautifully. I do not know
what I have done.
Yeah, that could be in certain windows, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's wrong, and I think my grandmother from heaven is probably actually taking care of them somehow because it's not me.
We always associate those African violets. I know Karen was mentioning she had one that was left over from her mother-in-law. Mine were my mother's, and it's kind of funny. It's always,
mine are from my grandma.
They're always passed on. No one buy. That's interesting.
But you always feel bad when they die.
Yes.
As
Yes.
I've actually bought a couple too because I worked at a nursery when I was in college.
Oh.
But those ones died. My grandmas are still alive.
Of course they're special.
I think Terry's also going to show us how to reproduce those. In other words, how to take starts. So that's helpful. If you have one that's not doing very well, maybe dividing them is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And stay over in the afternoon. Have lunch with us. We have a Garden Time cafe. That's spelled T-H-Y-M-E, a Garden Time.
The Herb.
Garden Time Cafe, where we'll have wonderful hot dogs and chili dogs and turkey sandwiches and all homemade desserts. Our pies are famous, particularly the strawberry rhubarb pie is very popular this time of year. So stay over for that. And the next class will be at 12:30. Michael Simmons, who's been around Bloomington for a long time, giving classes and all kinds of things, is going to talk about an introduction to organic management of fruit trees. Many of us have played around with fruit growing and fruit trees, and it is not an easy thing. So Mike's going to help us out a little bit with that. So,
that'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be fun. Yeah.
And then the last one will be at 2 o'clock, and another one called, I like the title, Power Pollinator Plants. We all know about the bees, and we know about what they do, but now she's going to talk, Natalie Marinova is going to talk at 2 o'clock, about the plants that attract these power pollinators.
Mm.
And so it will tell us what we really do need to keep, and the bees are in danger. Endangered species and for many of our gardens, and so we really do need to know about that. So our classes this year are going to be just terrific, so we hope people come out for them.
That's awesome. And you have a ton of vendors. I think your vendors get more and more every year. I'm looking at the list thinking, I don't think it was this long last year. Was it? Was
Karen's
it, Karen?
Been very busy. Yes, it was long last year. We had close to 40 vendors last year.
Wow.
We were full.
Wow.
Awesome.
Great.
And how many do you have this year? This looks like 40.
Or more.
We're getting there. We have between 30 and 40 right now.
Great.
And I've heard there's more in the mail, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Nice. Yeah, and I love that. I mean, there's just a variety here. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the new vendors this year are Bluestone Tree, which will be everything you need by taking down the tree or trimming the tree or getting it out.
Oh, nice.
Earth Drops. It is about soaps, sponges and seeds and bamboo and gourd birdhouses. Ecologic is about Midwest native plant trees and shrubs. And Pink's Tree Service from Indianapolis will be here, too.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing the same thing, pruning, trimming, tree removal, everything by the tree.
Okay. Karen, I was going to get in here a minute and just say something about Pink's Tree Service. I don't think we've had him before. You say he's new this year.
He's new.
And I've never seen one of our tree people, and we've got a couple others on the list this year, say anything about stump grinding. And I live in the woods, and I can tell you, anybody that's going to be able to grind stumps, that's a really good thing to know. So people want to see him about the stump grinding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Pings does stump grinding as well, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes, he does.
Awesome.
Yes, he does.
Awesome. That's good to know because you're right. I live kind of off, and stump grinding is a big thing. We have a lot of large trees. We used to live in an old quarry, so there are lots of places. Yeah. And then we've cut them down and tried to make do and, you know, make it into bird houses. One time we cut a tree out, and I said, oh, just cut it. It was dead. Cut it down at this level, and we'll decorate. We'll put a tree house on, or a bird house on it. And we did that, and the tree lived. So now the birdhouse is in the middle of all these leaves. It was like, what the heck? I thought it was dead. It was dead. And if you look at the bottom of it, I mean, my mom's a master gardener, not in Indiana, but in Michigan and in Florida. And she said, that tree's dead. You could just, I mean, the bottom is girdled. The bark does not, it's like 3 inches up from the bottom.
Wow.
There's no bark. And then there's bark. But the tree has leaves, and it's had leaves for 20 years.
It has a will to live.
It does. It does. So.
It sounds like you have a good picture opportunity with that tree and true. The birdhouse and that whole thing.
Yeah, well, we try. So we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Karen and Nancy and talk more about the 2016 Garden Fair at the National Guard Armory April 2nd.